Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, a lot of people have, they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely f***ing no one. We're the double champs. We do what the f*** we want. Let's go!
Sam Bennett from yesterday. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, grab the kids and drop the mic. Sam Bennett, the man. Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope nobody's offended. I loved it. Just couldn't get enough of it. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. Who, with all this crazy news going on here, including another parade, bring in Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. And Dave, dynasty for you, what they've done over the last 3 years, can we call it that?
Well, they're at the doorstep of a dynasty. You look at hockey, a lot of teams, I mean, Tampa just in 20 to 22 did the same thing the Panthers just did. So, not to diminish what they've done, but to go dynasty, you got to do the next step. And that's, you know, the Islanders won four straight. Edmonton won four of five in the 80s. And different era, obviously, because right. No salary cap. But, I mean, that to me is, you know, Pat Riley, when the Heat had the big three, he set the bar high when people were talking. No, the dynasty said there's only one dynasty. That was the Celtics when they won 11 of 13. I think the bar is a little higher if we're talking that, but they're right at the dynasty. And you look at how Bill Zito and the front office is constructed, not just the roster. All these guys are pretty much in their prime. Obviously, Marchand's the exception there. But their contracts, too, that you – How I'm not saying team friendly, but they're wrapped into this bigger idea of let's keep this going, you know. And so it'll be interesting to see the free agents this summer.
So I do want to ask you about that. And I'll ask Goldie later on. I think Bennett's going to stay. I think they're going to get that one. But what about Marchand and Ekblad? Bill Zito said he thought he could get all three signed, which I was a little surprised considering the amount of money they've given out to other guys, long-term contracts. What do you think?
Well, the fact, you know, on the ice during the celebration, no alcohol. Zito said that he thought he could do it, that you know, that they could get them all signed. Said he's obviously got more knowledge than any of us right now. And he's not like some guy who's a big talker or, you know, So the fact he thinks it can get done says it, you know, it's very possible it gets done. And I have to go through the celebration of tape to see if Ekblad or Marchand said something at 11 the other night, like Bennett did, that he's staying.
Yeah. Hey,
you know, Joe, it's like there's four parts to a season anymore. There's the regular season, there's the playoffs, then there's the final, which is a separate entity. And then the fourth season is the celebration, and nobody celebrates like the Panthers. It's amazing the run they've had this past week every night. That's why they're champs, I guess, right?
Hey, does anybody grow their sport? They don't need a marketing team. Those guys go out and do it on their own. They were jumping off the buses yesterday to celebrate and let people touch them and see the – you know, see trophies. It was just, it was incredible. And again, you know, the alcohol will kick in, especially when you start throwing down beers and stuff. But I just thought the whole thing was fantastic. And by the way, when you talk about culture and chemistry and everything else, they're getting to be the poster child, aren't they?
There you go. You know, we with the Dolphins and other we spent so much time talking what's getting the culture right, getting who's the leaders, you know, just nonsense, all this nonsense. And then you look at the Panthers, and they have constructed, you know, in the past 3-4 years, the model of what you want to be if you're doing this. And from, you know, Zito getting the talent to Paul Maurice bringing in the system, and beneath all the humor and the nice suits, he is an old school tough guy coach. And so you got that component of it, and then you got, you know, the leadership. And remember 5, 6, 7 years ago when Barkov was the captain, and the whispers, is he too soft? Can you win playing that way? And now because of how he's led and how they won, it's okay. There was Vinny Viola. I was talking to him on the ice, and he was talking about servant leadership, about, you know, Barkov putting everybody before him, and that's how he's. And so, I mean, there's a lot of ways up the mountain, and this is. But this team's got everything working right now.
All right, so while this is all going on yesterday, Kevin Durant, I didn't think they had a chance to get Kevin Durant. I kept looking at all when I, you know, they're saying, well, they won't give up Bam, they won't give up Tyler or Khalil Ware, and I'm like, well, then they can't get Kevin Durant. So I was not surprised that they didn't land him yesterday, went to the Rockets. What did you think? And by the way, going forward, Heat fans are starting to say, okay, if you're not going to give up any of those guys, how are we going to upgrade this roster?
I'm with you. It tells me they didn't really want Kevin Durant if they weren't willing to give up like a Khalil Ware. Remember when they traded for Shaq and they gave up a young Caron Butler and Lamar Odom? And not that Durant is Shaq's name, but, you know, he's on that level of a star, you know, a big star and an aging star, and what do you give up for him? But the fact they wouldn't give up Khalil Ware tells me they wanted Durant, but they really didn't want him, because they knew someone would leapfrog him and put up a better offer, and that's Houston certainly did. The Heat's offer wasn't in the stratosphere of that.
Not if it's true you're offering Wiggins and Rozier. I don't know what,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
like
Rozier, yeah, is a, nobody, you know, that's a contract. That's not, you're not getting talent. You're having to take on the contract. So, but the interesting part of that, if they had got Durant for Khalil Ware and Wiggins, and you got a nucleus of Durant and Hero and Bam, could you challenge for the East? I think you could. You know, look at who won this year. They're a nice team, embodiment of team, but they don't scare you. So I was a little surprised that he didn't go for it with Durant.
All right, so the other one is, and I got to ask you, because everybody does this, what's the one thing that the Dolphins could learn from the Panthers? And I know it's completely, it's a 53-man roster versus, you know, completely, what, 25-man roster or whatever. It's a lot different, but. Well, what could the Dolphins learn from the Florida Panthers if you're just putting something together?
Well, look how Zito did. Zito didn't do it losing and drafting high and building up over years. He went out and he boldly made trades, but he boldly made trades for the right guys who not only fit the system but are good guys you bring in here. Things like on time isn't an issue. Things like extra work is not an issue. Things like bringing in new teammates and making sacrifices. I mean, you look across the roster, there, guy, but they smartly brought in everybody talks about Marchand, obviously, for good reason, but Seth Jones comes in here. Chicago fans couldn't wait to get rid of him. He's got a ridiculous contract, which, by the way, Chicago's paying 25% of still. And he comes in here and he leads the Panthers in ice time in the playoffs, which tells you how he was playing. So the point is, if you're going to go out and get big stars, you better know who they are and you better know how they fit into your team. And because, you know, say what you will about Ram or Tyreek's talent, great talent, and I was stunned he can still run a 10.1 in the 100 after all the wear and tear, football wear and tear on his body. But, you know, there's a lot more to it, as we saw, late to meetings and all that, and et cetera. And then Jalen Ramsey, you get him and all the problems with him. So the Panthers went out and got great players who were great people. And the Panther and the Dolphins, you know, they went out and got big contracts and great talent, but they're just talents. They don't fit into the team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, so let me ask you about Tyreek Hill. I saw the latest comments. He's going to try everything possible to keep Jalen Ramsey. We need him on the team. He's a dog like I am. We need players like that, and he's still really good at what he does. He's one of the leaders of this team. And I was like, oh, slow down there a little bit, Tyreek. But you think there's any way that Jalen Ramsey could end up on this team still? I think it's over. I think
absolutely.
It's a divorce
no
waiting
way.
To happen.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance. And he's talking about meeting with Ramsey. Shouldn't he meet with the Dolphins first with Mike and Chris Greer to convince them to keep him? Because rarely does a team come out and say, we're going to trade this guy. You just got to go down that road at this point. Yeah. I'm a little surprised it hasn't happened yet. Obviously, there's no rush from the Dolphins standpoint. There's no games being played till September. But it tells you they haven't got the right offer, or they're looking for trying to make a little competition for him to get something in return. But what a disastrous signing he's been. A year and a half and all the money they spend and all the headaches.
Hey, so finally with it, they got two guys, and the last thing you want is guys stand and watch in practice, and everybody knows why they're not involved in every drill because of their contracts. You got two of them, Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer. Those guys just saw a whole bunch of guys get paid last year, and they're going, wait a second, we had really good years. We've outplayed ours. We're at that same age they are, just a tad under 30. We want new contracts. Do they both get one?
Yeah, I mean, you have to get. You should, and you know what? I don't blame the guy. I mean, the off season is the time when you're selfish. You talk about your contract. You talk about your role on the team if you want to upgrade or change. Come the season, you can't. You shouldn't do stuff like. But these are the months that. And look, Zach Sealer is the most important guy right now because you're bringing in a first round defensive tackle and a couple others, and who are they going to look to? Who are they going to learn from? And who better to learn from than Zach as far as how to be a pro and how to how to run your career and make yourself better. They got to sign him. Jonnu Smith's an interesting one in that look, great tight end, had big role career year, but he's. Whenever you listen to the Dolphins talk about what kind of tight end they want a guy who play in line and receive too. And Jonnu Smith is not a blocker, so I'm curious to see where this ends. He ends up he deserves more money. He's in the last year of a contract. The question is, what is the right deal for him? I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Well, Dave, I got to tell you, man, it's going to be an interesting one to see. You still think they'll add a veteran cornerback to this team?
They got to. I mean, they got to add a cornerback somewhere. They did last year with a backup quarterback and guards. But you can't just have glaring holes going into a season because you get an injury or two there, and that cornerback's you're going to get an injury or two. They need help, and this secondary looks like a By week eight, if they go in with this lineup, they're gonna. I'm just curious to see. Oh my God, this could be a disaster.
Yeah, Dave, thanks, man. You're gonna take some time off and chase the wife around a little bit and go
absolutely
on a little vacation.
Yeah, there you know, I could relate to Paul Maurice when he was talking. All this partying was going on, and we asked Paul Maurice over the weekend about. He goes, well, I was a little subdued. We met with the coaches for dinner, and then about 9 o'clock, everybody just realized how tired they were. And I was like, oh my God, I'm glad there's some old men out here, because I wouldn't even try to keep up with the players. I didn't even take a shift this whole series, believe it or not.
Hey, I got to tell you, Paul Maurice is all about love right now. Hey, he is something else. He is a character. Dave, thank you. Really appreciate
it. Joe.
Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. Joining us this morning, we're going to find Goldie a little bit later on in the show. He put on quite a show yesterday, the Goldmeister. He got a little creative, came up with some really good stuff. That's why he is Steve Goldstein. It was beautiful. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I've been talking about them for a long time. But, man, when you got a real nice-looking SUV family and an unbelievable truck family, you get a little bit excited, especially when you own a Tahoe. And your buddy's own Suburbans that you work with over here, Leroy's got one, Channing's got one. I was like, hey, man, what's going on with everybody? And say, hey, man, these are sweet, man. And I go, I know. Well, listen, let's talk about the new midsize, all-new Equinox. Fantastic, man. I know you're going to love it. The 2025 Traverse. I should even mention electric Equinox SUV with everything that it offers, plenty of room for the family and friends with all the technology. It is fantastic. Right over to Silverado Trucks, I might add. Boy, I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a truck, doesn't matter. Full-time working truck, still needs to be a family truck. We have them for you, man. A truck that you're going to love, the Silverado truck. It's like they've custom-made a truck absolutely perfect for you. But I got to tell you, my favorite right now is that 2025 Traverse. It's just me. Plenty of room for the whole family and an unbelievable look. I think it's going to move up there here pretty soon and make a run at the Silverado trucks. Man, I love that 2025 Traverse, and I know you will too. So whatever you're looking for this summer, check out Chevrolet. See what's going on. The SUVs, man, we got the one you need. Hurry into your local South Florida Chevy dealer. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love. Take a test drive. You're going to love your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.